Nampula Los Similanes sees herself as an average teenager. She loves to cook and loves to spend time with her family and girlfriend. She also has HIV. That last fact makes her part of a growing demographic in Africa, where the United Nations says AIDS is now the top killer of teenagers. The 19-year-old Soweto resident, who was diagnosed with HIV at 13 and believes she was born with the virus, says adolescence and AIDS are a double whammy. But she says her generation knows more about the virus than their elders did.
At first, it was just something I didn't know that would hurt me or anything. I was just like, okay, HIV, I'm going to live. I'm going to live on ARVs and I'm going to be fine. But as time went by, things started to change, and I do not know why. Maybe it's because I was growing up and starting to feel different now that I had the virus.
Teens at the International AIDS Conference say they need their own space in discussions about the virus. This radio station at the conference is run by teens, and they say Africa's youth are eager to talk about AIDS through both new and old media.
We have a lot of feedback, especially from people that fans of Twitter. People are tweeting to us, people are coming to our booth, people are listening in. They're like, I want to be on radio now, I want to voice out.
Similana's mother, who is also HIV positive, says parents need help and support in working with their HIV positive children when they lash out.
So Nompumelelo took it like she understands everything, but she didn't. Because after that, she didn't drink the pills well. She calls me social workers. She wants to stay with me. So we did have that problem.
Lexi Milana says her mother gave her the most important tool in fighting the disease.
Teenagers just need support and love from their parents.
It's a fight, many African youths say, but one that they hope will help future generations as the AIDS epidemic continues. Anita Palvioy News, Durban, South Africa.